Blog Talk Radio.
This is Womb Goddess Jade in the building, and I have my girls with me, my other hosts of Sacred Moonlight, Queen Goddess Taima and Queen Goddess Dia. Queen Goddess Taima of Taima Gems, and Queen Goddess Dia from OreoOasis.com. So I'm excited for the show. Hey, ladies.
Hello.
What's up?
Yes, yes. So tonight's show, we are going to be talking about sacred sex magic, merging with your partner, you know, the powers of sex magic. And, yeah, we're just going to be dabbling into a little bit of everything dealing with this topic. I love it. I love talking about sex magic because there's so much power in it. Some people don't realize the power within the sexual energy. And so I love discussing it because let me just tell y'all that every stroke when it comes to sex, every stroke that you take is an affirmation that is waiting to take place. It's an affirmation that's already there. So that's why I love talking about it because it's so important, and I don't think that a lot of people know the in-depth of that just alone. So, so we're going to dive right into it. Do y'all want to just go into the ritual? All right, y'all got quiet on me. Okay, so... y'all can try to put y'all kids to bed. If you cannot, you know, just grab your glass of wine, enjoy the show. If you have any questions or comments pertaining to the show, you can call in at 347-989-8851. We do have the chat room open, so you can go to blogtalkradio.com/WTLC Talk Radio, and that way you can get into the group. If you're in the link itself, you can just click on the link to our show, and that way if you scroll down, you can see the chat room and you can ask your questions or comments. I do want to say hello to guest 1664. Thank you for joining us. If you want to chat with us, you can just quickly set up an account. It's free, and that way you will have a screen name, and you can come on, and you can chat with us here and ask your questions, or you can call in. So those are the ways that you can get in contact with us this evening. Yes, so this is what we're going to be talking about. Let me just let y'all know that the aspect of it, the sexual energy, first, let me just tell y'all, for those who don't know, sex is it's a ritual of exchanging energy. So when we talk about sex magic, it's exchanging energies, your thoughts, your emotions, your spiritualness, your spirit, during sex. You become like a spiritual sponge. You start to take things in. You take your sexual energy and you exchange it. And together, you're manifesting, or you can be manifesting those wonderful desires. So that is what it is basically all about. Sex magic is just using that energy in order to work magic. So that's basically what that is when we talk about that. When we manipulate or play with energy or learn about the universe and how we need to translate our desires into the universe, that is what it's all about. So, yeah. Did you have any questions or anything?
No, not really no questions. It's just sex magic is such a, I don't know, see, that's like another thing that's almost like talking about astrology, where it's so, it could be so to the point, but also can be so broad. There's so many different ways to take it. Like when doing sex magic, there's the actual act of sex itself. There's symbolism. There's, you know, meditations. There's tantra work. There's yoga. There's, when it comes to sex magic, there's so many different things. There's the preparation for it. Like, it's just so many different ways to take the time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, I'm going to just say this real quick. Another thing that's very potent is just a kiss. So it's something that is just filled within that kiss that is magical. And there's energy and the fibers throughout this kiss, this succulent kiss that you can do that ultimately activate these, they activate different parts of your chakras. They activate the meridian points, ladies, that I talk about within your vaginal walls. So you have those meridian points that I like to call little chakras as well. Those are opening up just through a kiss, just through the exchange of kissing. And what starts to happen is you're activating your sex center. You're filling up, the man is filling up with blood, his lingam is filling up with blood. She is just getting ready. Her, like I said, you have these meridian points within you that opens up as well. And these are what really translates that energy and transmute the energy into what you're desiring and how you can manifest through that. So that's what I really love about the different standpoints when it comes to sex rituals that we do or we can do.
Wait a minute now, you done brought up kissing. You done got me excited. Oh. when it comes to kissing, like I know there's different types of kisses and different places to kiss. Like I know for a lot of men, they don't admit it, but they like to be kissed where their third eye would be, or right between the eyebrows. Like, we do a little kiss there, kind of like a real soft suck. A lot of men like that. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of women like to be bit a little bit on the lower earlobe. Like, certain types of kisses in certain places where you kiss are great for opening up different energies or igniting different feelings or really opening up all the different areas of the body to truly be open to receive their orgasm or whatever it is you're trying to do with the orgasm. So my question to you would be, are there favorite parts on the body or parts of the body that you know of that are, like, best to be kissed for certain things or just in general when it comes to sex magic, what areas on the body do you think are best to plant a kiss in or a little nibble?
I think that, you know, kissing her close to her sacral sex center is really nice. So near the womb area is really nice place to kiss. You know, when he's doing his kissing and he's getting lower and lower, it's already excitement that is happening there anyway, just with the kiss alone. But it's just amazing how that kiss can magnify, like you say, that energy and amplify that energy. You have different, the thing that with me is that I feel like everybody has a different sensitivity level in different on different parts of their body. So getting to know your partner and what parts of their body when you kiss them amplifies a reaction. The reaction is amplified. Does that make sense? So because everybody is different, you may the tingling sensation for men on their forehead, there may be something different for another man. You know what I'm saying? So just getting to know your partner and knowing where those sensitive centers are that will open up the response to the kiss. Did I answer your question?
No.
I didn't answer it.
You're not trying to give away secrets. I understand. You're not trying to give away secrets.
No. Okay, so like I said, with women, kissing her closer to her sex center opens her up. So that's a direct kiss, a nice area to start kissing. The inner thigh is really good, okay? But some people are different. That's why I said it is important to know what part of the body that is more sensitive to your partner, because what works for one may be a different location for another person, is what I'm saying. They may activate differently with a kiss in that area, or it may be a different part of an area in their body that will enhance the response for that sexual act or the feeling, just the feeling alone.
No, because okay. I think different things. Like to me, it seemed like you're explaining the sexual experience, and my brain is thinking straight like sex magic markers that you can hit. They almost correlate with the chakras and stuff, or minor chakras, which will be next show. But there's certain markers and body spots that you can hit that, again, not everybody, but for the majority of people, it's going to help open up their energy, like the nape of the neck, the
right.
small of the back, the like you said, between the pelvis between the pelvis and the thigh, that little area right
mm-hmm.
there. Anyway, that's where I was more so going with it. You describe it two different
yeah,
things. So.
But that's what opens up. That's what helps to open up and amplify that energy to take place, that sexual energy. That's what amplifies it is those parts of the body. So that's where I'm thinking. For women, yes, it is the inner thigh, the closer to the sacral chakra, but under the navel area is great. Ladies, if there's different parts of your body that you feel like, you know, I would be opened up more sensually and sexually to have kisses somewhere else. Some women near their heart center is really nice. So when they're being kissed around their breast area, that's a nice part. The areola is really good. Yeah. So those are the parts that is really good to touch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to touch on the knee very quickly, just because I know a lot of women listen to the show, and they want to know how to get their man and the sex magic and how to get them and keep them and do other stuff with them, so how to get them into the mood. As far as kissing goes, this kind of the same area, like there is a vein on the neck. If you get that on a man, you got him. Like, he's going to open up automatically. There is, either on the left or right side, depending on your man, left or right, the veins on both sides. I can't think of the actual medical term for it or the actual name of the vein. But y'all know that vein that stick out when people get mad? You turn in, like, that little vein that pulsates, that same vein. All you got to do, well, most people try to put a hickey at, but do not do a hickey. A hickey is
on the
side
of the neck.
Yeah, never do hickey, folks. Hickeys are actual blood clots that can kill. But what you can do is lick there and suck lightly. Apply pressure with your tongue, and you can literally, like, lick your words into them, lick the letters into them, get them into it, especially when you start moaning. I wouldn't really say the back of the neck for men, but for some men it does work. Most of them, just like kiss the under the Adam's apple, under the chest, like between their chest and their ribs on either side. That's a couple of places. One thing I swear for everybody is that place right by the hip between your bottom pelvis and the thigh. That I've never seen that not work with anybody. That's just my experience. It's possible. I've never seen that work for anybody. And then another great place to kiss is, and again, excuse me, so I do not know the medical term for it, but it's the spot between their that vein between their testicles and their anus, that little vein right in between there. You want to do some sex
by
magic?
By the perineum?
That's the name of it. It's right there between that vein between the balls and the anus. I think that's perineum. I can't think of the medical term for it right now. But if you want to do some sex magic and if your goal is to get him, or if your goal, whatever your goal is, to really get him into the goal and into moaning with you to whatever you're doing, hit that spot. Lick the hell out of that spot. That'll work. Not necessarily the anus. All men don't play the anus. I'm talking about the vein right under the balls that goes to the anus. You don't want to go as far as the anus. Your man may not like that. But right there, under the balls, that vein right there, hit that. You want to hit that? Why do you get quiet on me now?
All right. Yeah, I'm laughing. And she got me. Yeah, y'all. She got me tongue tied, and I'm over here like, ooh, okay, yeah. Let me be touched there. That is good. That's a good place to be touched. So yes, those are good places, great places to start with touching and caressing. I kind of want to touch on also the importance of soul gazing as well when you have soul gazing.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
Say it one more time.
All right. Soul gazing. So
I heard it wrong. I got you now.
Soul gazing. So yeah, I wanted to touch on that because that is also really, really important. And I'm like a person that I don't like to look everybody in their eyes, like directly in their eyes, because when you look at someone and you are connected, and some people can be connected and not even know it and can connect themselves to a person, and that person starts to feel, I don't know, sometimes if you had someone looking at you and all of a sudden you start to feel flutters in your heart, your chest, you feel the warm sensation, the tingling going down your body. So that is what's really, really good is when you connect with someone in that way, soul gazing is really good. So if you're wondering what soul gazing is, it's looking deep within through someone's eyes and being able to connect in a spiritual way. And you start to feel a connection. You start to feel the arousal. Women have opened up just from that look, and you are having that deep, slow thrust when you are having sex, and then while that is happening, this man is looking you into your eyes, and it does something to you, and it starts to open your heart center. And some women will cry. Actually, a healing mechanism that starts to take place. And it's amazing just from a look. And so I find their amazement in soul gazing. And that is what soul gazing is. It's just looking deep within someone's eyes and being able to connect spiritually within their soul. And have that connection, that cord starts to take place and connects. And it's just amazing how that happens. It allows you to connect sensually,
deeply with your partner. It's a way of touching their soul. It also harmonizes and aligns your energies together. So it embraces you and your partner, like, soulfully. And it strengthens, it just strengthens your connection sexually. It really does. It strengthens your connection sexually as well. So that's what that is. Did anybody want to add anything?
Yeah, I want to jump back to pressure points. There are two other pressure points that we didn't speak about that are for sexual arousal and that improve, like, sexual impotence and things like that. The ear is a very arousing part of the body. The deep outer part of the ear, right above the canal, if you put pressure before you go into the ear canal, that part above it, like, it's the deep part of the ear, but the outer ear. Mm-hmm. If you put pressure on, it brings sexual arousal. Not only that, licking on the earlobes, that always does it for me. The spleen, but the back part,
I did say the earlobe. I said, for a lot of women, look their earlobe. I did say that.
You did say that. And then the spleen, but the back part of the leg, right below the calf muscle. If you put pressure on that part too, that is a sexual arousal point as well. And that works for men for impotence. If you're having a problem getting an erection, that will help stimulate that erection. So those are great sexual pressure points that I just wanted to add.
Absolutely. Ooh, absolutely, absolutely. So I wanted to touch on the rituals that, because I know everybody is, like, at the edge of their seat. Like, what is these rituals that they're going to talk about tonight? Did y'all want to start with that? Did somebody want to start with the rituals?
Well, before we touch on the ritual, can I get into the healing aspect just a little bit? Because I touched on it in the group, and I said I would give the other part on the show. And since Taima already pulled in some of the healing aspect of, at least physically, I want to do some of the healing aspect emotionally for men and women. I'm not going to give all of it.
Okay.
It's like one or two. Okay. So in the group, I stated that there's certain times a day that when you feel aroused, if you're in tune with your body, that's letting you know emotionally what's going on, and that sexual healing goes towards healing that emotion. Again, there's other factors for why you may be getting horny during that time of day, but for the most part, it connects to the emotional body, which we all know everything connects. But most part, it connects to the emotional body. Well, I'm not using certain times a day that connects with emotions, but I do want to say what sexual positions you can use to help heal that particular emotion, or at least break up that stagnant energy so that healing can begin. I'm going to start with the men first, because positions for men and women are not the same. So since Taima already talked about impotence, because I was about to say that word wrong. Since she talked about impotence, one healing method that actually works for that, you know, impotence actually covers a multitude of emotions, many different emotional reasons why you have this. So I don't really want to give an emotion towards it. Just picture every emotion, whether overly stimulated or whether deep down depressed, it all, or stressed out, it all connects to impotence. So for men dealing with it, the position that you have to do is, the woman lies on her side, right? And her hips are kind of like, how do I explain it? She lies on her side, but her hips are like basically like if he was lying inside and put a pillow directly under the butt hip area. It's like that. So our hips are up just a little bit, right? And then the man is going to get on, of course, get on top. He's going to get on his knees, and he's going to penetrate from that position. Now, what this position allows you to do is that because it's kind of an off angle and because it's not like a comfortable place to grab for the man, you know, unless he starts falling over and towering over her, and depending on the size of her booty, you're not going to be able to do that. This makes the man have to concentrate directly on the sex, directly on the penetration. So a lot of times, you know, when it comes to impotency and things like that, they're not really into the sex. They're here and they're here, but they're not there at the same time. Like, their brain's all over the place, and they're not really into it, so they can't keep an erection. But in this particular position, they have to focus on the erection part. And what they're going to do is they're going to do strokes. They want to do strokes of, I want to say 5 strokes. It might be 6 strokes. But either way, they want to do sets of those for about 9 times a day. And I know that sounds hard. So if you can't do it 9 times a day, do it much. And the goal is not to orgasm. The goal is to keep the erection for 5 strokes, pull out, calm down, do it again for 5 more strokes. Do this about 9 times a day for about 15 days, and this will help with getting that flow back with premature ejaculation. And also, again, it helps with intimacy. It also helps with focus point and concentration outside of the bedroom. And it just, you know, it feels good, so it starts to bring the stress level down. So that's one. Another one for men, because I know men get, you know, the anger, the frustration. That's something that works for them. So for this, again, the woman is also, well, both of y'all are going to lie on your sides. You're going to lie on your sides, both facing each other. And for the woman, the leg that's on the bed is going to be totally straight. And then the other leg is going to be, get it up as high as you can. Like, once he's in, get that leg up as high as you can. And then he's going to stroke for about 3 sets of 9. So you're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 strokes. Pull out, do it again, pull out, and then you want to do this for 3 times a day, and you want to do this for possibly about 20 days. And this will start to help the strafing, you know, get help with the fear, and I know it sounds weird, but the actual positions do bring in certain energy, and it helps bring in more courage, more confidence, and more things like that. So that's two for men. I know another thing that a lot of men want to know is for energy. So for energy, for this one, the woman's going to lie on her back with like a pillow under her head. So while the pillow's under her head, the woman's going to lie on her back with the pillow under her head. The pillow's going to be arched just a little bit to make her head go forward so that she kind of like cradled a little bit to make, so when your head goes forward, you know, your legs going to go in just a little bit. And once the man penetrates, again, he's going to penetrate on top because this is for the healing of the man. He's going to do, again, He's going to do, again, the 3 sets of 9. He's going to do, again, the 3 sets of 9. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, stop, pull out. 3 sets of 9, and this also helps with vitalizing and doing energy for the body. Now for women, I want to talk about resentment for women. Because resentment is something, you know, that a lot of us women hold in. It's a lot of things, you know, that we don't even realize from like 4 or 5 years ago that still comes up. So for you, I'm going to give you all the one for resentment and the one for basically overall energy blockages. So for resentment, what you want to do is have the man's going to lie on his back and you're going to be on your knees facing him. So basically you're going to be riding him, right? But what you want is that you want to be, there's different types of riding, so for this, you actually want to be on your knees. And what you want to do is you want to move up and down, like straight up and down. And at the same time, while you're moving up and down, when you're coming down, you want to rotate. So you know how you ride up and come down, you want to start rotating your hips. And for the women, there's no specific amount of numbers. It's just as much as you can handle without having an orgasm, as much as you can handle, like, physically, and this helps to move that energy around. The other one, which is good for energy blockages, is that what you want to do is, again, the man's going to lie on his back, relax, and you're going to bring your knees, but you're going to support yourself with one elbow, so you're going to be on the side a little bit. And the thing is, you're not going to actually penetrate. You're going to hold his penis, and this way he's not penetrating fully. Doesn't make sense. So you're basically, you're on top of him, right? Your knees are not necessarily touching, but your hand is holding his penis, so it does go all the way in. And you're really just going to let the tip in. That's basically what you're going to do. Just let the tip in, swirl it around, until you can't hold it no more. Not necessarily the orgasm, but still physically is no more comfortable. Because, you know, everybody gets tired. This helps with moving that energy, and this helps with breaking out blockages. You just want to swirl it around in a circle. You're not necessarily going up and down on it. You're not riding it. You just want to hold it. Hold it so only the tip in, because we know how men play. And just ride it around and roll it around in there. And this helps break up energy blockages. And once you do it with the tip, and you know he's able to not orgasm, then you can work with it going deeper and deeper in you, doing the same exact thing. But really, you're holding the penis so you have more control over the situation and how far you want to go with the energy blockages, and how much you can take at one time. So I just want to touch on that real fast to help with the healing and stuff as far as emotional healing. This is more with that you can look up a research.
I wanted to piggyback off of that and also say this, is that when you are doing healing work on someone, you cannot be thrusting, like this message is for the guys. You cannot be thrusting hard. It's a way of tapping, what they call tapping and massaging her vaginal walls properly. For the ladies, I don't know if you've ever experienced, and some of you may, when you are having sex and all of a sudden after the intercourse, you may feel a sharp pain somewhere within your body. I always love talking about the meridian points within our vaginal walls, because they actually coincide with an organ in your body. So if you start to have chest pain or you feeling a cramping, there is something that he hit incorrectly, and that is why you're feeling that pain. When you are being massaged properly, or you have that deep, slow, passionate, gentle thrusting, sometimes it opens you up. And I've spoke of this before, where some women, they'll just start crying. And it's like, what the hell? What just happened? And it's because he opened her up. So I always like say, you know, don't think because you watched a porn that is the proper way to have sex. Because it is, to me, it does more damage. Because you're hitting points roughly, opposed to, and sometimes, you know, you can do it. Let me just say this, because you can do some good fucking if you're doing it right and moving in a fast pace. But when you're doing it slow, you are connecting. And that's what I kind of wanted to kind of put out there. There's a G-spot massage that you can do for the ladies. They can have a nice G-spot massage that opens them up, that helps to open up. So getting to know her massaging, getting to know how to masturbate in a way that is opening her up. Because sometimes we think it's just all about masturbating and getting that orgasm and that's it. But there is healing that takes place with that. And getting to know him and how to massage the shaft, how to massage his perineal area, how to massage the head of his penis. And these are pressure points. Dia had mentioned some of that earlier, that actually helps with opening up sensually and sexually. And I love, Dia, that you said the goal is not the orgasm. Because we are so fixated on, I gotta come. When you hold back, it's really, and you enjoy that feeling, that energetic feeling of that arousal and that stimulation that you're feeling, it allows you to build up more and more. So holding, squeezing, and pulling back and working on holding that orgasm helps you to have fuller control, and it helps you to work towards the full body orgasmic experience and not just a genital-to-genital contact and a genital-to-genital orgasmic experience. Because there's level of orgasm, and sometimes we are on the lower, the lowest level because we are not fully connected sexually. So, yeah, I just wanted to touch on that since you had brought that up here.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to say that. Go ahead.
Okay. Speaking of, you know, sex magic and healing, crystals are amazing tools for so, and there are many sex magic crystals, numerous that I listed in our group, Sacred Moonlight. So go and check that out. But to add, you know, like Jade was just saying, you know, stimulating the penis, you can create crystal oils, and we had talked about that a little bit in the group as well. We've talked about creating crystal oils. There are numerous crystal oils you can use for men, like Tiger Eye is great for to induce emotional healing as well as physical healing in men. You can create a Tiger Eye oil, but Tiger's Eye is a toxic crystal, so make sure that you use the indirect method when you're creating this oil. Smoky quartz resonates very well with men, so you can create a smoky quartz oil. And for women, bloodstone and black obsidian are great stones for healing. Make sure that you are very careful when you are using that black obsidian, because it is a very strong and powerful crystal, and it does give you a flushing almost. To say a flushing of emotional, like a rush of emotional baggage that you're dealing with. It's super powerful. So be careful with the black obsidian, but it's a super powerful stone that also works for men as well. So women, you can use the yoni eggs; those are great, or the phalluses. As Jade was saying, make sure that when you are using the crystal shaped phalluses, that you are using a soft thrust rather than a rushed hard thrust. Mm-hmm. And for, I said, the crystal oils, and you can rub those on the penis and induce healing. So crystals for healing.
And let me just, the oils that she, okay, you have to go into our group to see the detail that she gives you, what Queen Goddess Taima gives you when it comes to these oils that is created. Because I have talked about the massage oils that you can utilize, but when she talked about the crystal oils, I said that's perfect because of the amplified energy that goes into creating the oil along with the crystal that you are utilizing to create that oil. So these are really good to utilize for massaging, for being able to, when you're oiled down and your bodies are gliding together, that is added energy. This is the stimulation that takes place as you are What am I looking for? It's like the anticipation, because you're desiring for him to be inside of you. You're desiring for yourself to have an orgasm. Guys, you're desiring and wanting to come so bad because it's feeling so good. But those oils help to just amplify that energy. Now, when Queen Goddess Taima was talking about stones, here's something that I personally want to say, because a lot of you have heard about being able to have sex with a yoni egg inside of you. I would love to ask Queen Goddess Taima what her take is on it, because personally, when you are doing sex magic, I do not feel that you should be wearing a stone. You should have a stone inside of you while you're doing that. Because for me, if he hits you in a way, and he's thrusting in a way, that stone can do bruising if you have that stone inside of you. So some people feel that it's safe, and
I'm just like, what's wrong with this penis that you're having sex with a stone inside of you? How big is this stone? Like,
girl,
like,
listen, it has been out there where women are talking about having a yoni egg inside of them while they are actually having sex. So for me, I feel like if he's inside of you and he is not thrusting and moving, and there's like a connection and meditation that's taking place, then I feel like, okay. But if you are straight up having sex and there's movement, I just feel like it gives a chance for there to be, like, I don't know, like that egg can hit and, you know, wrong and cause a little bruising. So I'm just always say tread lightly when you're doing that, because some women is like, oh, it's beautiful.
Beautiful. And I asked him like, an inch and a half. Like, what are we doing?
I definitely agree with you, Jay, that you need to be very careful. However, stones, the yoni eggs actually come in a varied amount of sizes. So, smaller yoni eggs.
I want to know what size can you use with the average dick when you're not tearing up the wall.
You remember that that small little shungite shungite egg that I had.
Yeah, I thought okay. So the small little shungite egg that you had, that means somebody they were 5 years old to hold that egg in, and now they're gonna have somebody with a 10-inch dick going on and mess all that up. Like, I don't get that.
You have to go back to what we were saying too when it comes to sex magic. If you are using a yoni egg when it comes to sex magic, it is not a forceful sexual time, and it is very controlled sexual environment.
It
so
has to be controlled.
In a sexual ritual, in a sex magic ritual, I believe that it is okay to do. I think that I agree, like I said with you earlier, Jade, it definitely you need to be careful and take care when you are doing that. If you're just doing it for regular sex, I mean, I don't know what type of pleasure you're trying to get, and I'm not judging you.
I'm gonna stick an egg in me, and y'all are straight fucking. To me, that's you asking for something damaging to happen.
If you really think about it, the vagina adapts to whatever you have going on. There are many of sexual novelties or toys that have the big bulge on the ends. Some people get get pleasure out of that. So we really can't judge. You do what you feel.
No,
whatever
we can't judge, but
okay. The vagina does adapt. However, there is a certain opening that's not supposed to be open unless the baby's coming out or unless you're on your menstrual cycle. And for me, the idea of the egg, to me, I just can't get over. Now, if you said, like, tumblestones, if you added tumblestones just to add the energy into the sex, I would get, like, one or two tumblestones up there of one that you can put up there that's not poisonous to your system. I would get that. But an actual egg, that's, like, nah. Like, for me, that's just, like, that's way too big to have in there with the penis.
But it depends on the size of the penis you're dealing with. So you really, you know,
She said a midget dick.
I didn't say midget. I said inch and a half.
No, I know you didn't. I'm just saying.
Have you seen one before?
Listen.
I think for midgets, they have no inches and a half. They got grown men, full body dicks. So
I think so, right? I think they do.
Yeah, I've seen some midgets that where their thing come past their knee. And while they look, they've had full grown.
They look like they got a grown man dick. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Well,
my
goodness.
I didn't say midget. I said an inch and a half.
Move it on. Take discretion, okay?
You didn't listen. Damn it. You ain't saying what you were thinking. Shit.
You I didn't say midget. I said an inch and a half.
When you're using these sexual. Formed crystals, whether it be the yoni egg, the phallus, or hey, there's different massagers that are used, and yeah, so you know, use discretion, and also make sure that you are, like I said earlier, not using toxic stones if you're going to be inserting them or ingesting them. Okay.
All right. Okay, so I wanted to get into the sex tips. Did we do our rituals?
We haven't.
I know you talked
about tips, or we haven't done those yet.
Yeah, okay. We didn't get into rituals or nothing like that.
All right, do you want to start? Which one of y'all want to start?
I can start.
Okay. Oh, good.
Okay, so like we've already said, before I get into this ritual that's going to lead into it, there are many different aspects to sex magic, whether it is, you know, trying to get a lover or increase your sex life, sexual experience, or whether it's manifesting, you know, a different desire. So whenever you're choosing your crystal for this ritual that I am going to share with you guys, make sure that you take that into consideration. You can use crystals for sex magic healing, or a crystal that's going to be in alignment with manifesting your desire. All right, and this for women, you can use the yoni egg, and for men, you can use the crystal oil, create the crystal oil, and massage your penis. Okay, this is going to be a self-masturbation ritual that is going to help you manifest your desire. All right. So, on the crystal for the yoni egg, you are going to draw a sigil that you have empowered to be in alignment with whatever your desire is. You're going to draw using the crystal oil that you create. Uh-huh. You're going to draw the sigil onto your yoni egg that you have chosen. The yoni egg, like I said, make sure you choose that it's alignment with whatever you're trying to manifest, whether it's healing or whatever. Okay. For men, your crystal oil, you are going to empower it by charging it with your sigil. I usually do this for 5 days. 5 days. charging your crystal oil. Okay. Empowering your crystal oil with the sigil for 5 days. Okay, so insert the yoni egg, oil yourself up, your penis up, and visualize the desire that you have. See yourself in the desired situation. Feel your happiness about it. And then envision it as a complete idea. And then focus on it and start masturbating. Or you can use, like I said, you can do this with your partner. Did I say that? I'm sorry if I didn't. Do this with your partner. Start having sex with your partner. Stop thinking about your visual, stop visualizing or thinking about the desire, enjoying the sex, building up the sexual energy when you are about to orgasm. Then you allow the desire to come back into your mind, visualizing it, and stopping the orgasm. Stop the orgasm. Do not allow the orgasm to come, and then allow the energy to build back up to the orgasm. Stop. Keep doing this, and for several times, backing off of the orgasm, allowing it to rise, backing off, allowing it to rise. Do this for several times. I usually do it for about 15 times, intervals of five. Five is my number that I usually use with sex magic. It's a number of completion and manifestation for me. So I usually use five. Use whatever number that resonates with your with manifestation for you. Continue to do this for your 15 times, and then allow the orgasm to come while you're visualizing and channeling that orgasmic energy into your desire. Visualize it as completely finished and done, and then your ritual is done. And you can use this ritual also, same type of ritual to, to charge your talismans or amulets, if you're going to use amulets or talismans to carry with you to keep that desire and that spell as a visual where that desire is still until it manifests, you can make sure you anoint your talisman with the sexual fluids from that orgasm, okay? And that's it. Sorry if I took so long, guys.
No. That's great.
No.
That's great information.
Wait, for a second. Let's pause for the calls, because to get the rest of this, you're going to have to call in. 347-989-8851,
because we're about to go into maybe about 5-10 minutes overtime, so 347-989-8851.
All right, we'll just answer. Do we want to introduce ourselves
before we go into or sell, or they can find us at, before we go into overtime, or y'all just want to wait and do that at the end?
We can do that then.
Okay.
Okay. Dia, I'm sorry, did you want to give yours, or did you want me to go? It's up to you.
Oh, no, I can go.
Okay.
What I have is not necessarily a ritual, but it's more of explaining why whenever I perform sex magic or most magic in general where I'm trying to manifest something, I like to use the hexagram. And the reason why, first of all, is because when you look up the words, y'all know I love etymology. So when you look at the word hex, you get the word six. When you look at the word six, you get the word sex. Literally, all hex, six, and sex is all interconnected. They're all the same thing. Also, with the actual meaning of the original pentagram is two triangles interconnected. There's one triangle with the tip pointing upward. There's another triangle with the tip pointing downward. Now, the triangle with the tip pointing downward, the equal opposite ends at the top of that triangle are considered the breast. The tip pointing downward is the vagina. Now, on the triangle pointing upward, the equal opposite tips on the bottom is the testicles, and the tip at the top is the penis. So when they interact, they create the penis inside the vagina, which creates a womb with a spark of life inside of it. Also, you have the testicles, again, that gives a spark of life, and you have the breast there, which sustains life, which is the reason why during sex a woman's breast should be stimulated, especially during sex magic, because you want to open up everything. Once the sex is over, you want to go ahead and stimulate the breast, because whatever you're trying to manifest, you want it to be nurtured. You want the energy from the breast to sustain it. You want to give it, feed it. You want to feed it. So this is one of the reasons why, this is one of the reasons why the hexagram is great in manifesting anything or doing any type of sex work. So one of the ways that I like to do it is that you'll draw the hexagram out, you want to make a sigil, and you want to get this laminated or put some type of, the best tape I think is packing tape, where you're like about to package a box. You can, when it comes to making sigils, if you can't afford lamination, go with that tape. Don't use it. You can use a scratch tape, but eventually you got to change it. So you want to do that. And what you want to do is you want to write your petition or whatever you try to manifest. Again, you're going to write it in actually being here, not what you want. You're not asking for this. You're writing it as if it's already here. And you're going to put that inside of the hexagram in that area where the two triangles connect. You want to charge that with candles and stuff. And what you're doing is you're placing that manifestation literally in a spiritual womb. In a spiritual sexual realm where a sexual intercourse is taking place between both energies. Now, you can leave it there while you actually do your sexual ritual. Or for those who are a little more modest who don't want to do a sexual ritual, this is a ritual in itself. So once you put that there and you charge it however you want to charge it, then you want to take it out and place it somewhere else, either on the candle or wherever else. Because once you charge it in the womb, you want to take it out the womb as if you're birthing it and put it somewhere where it's the manifest. So say, for instance, if your goal is to get a new car, you're going to write however you want the car to be and all this other stuff, and you're going to place it in the room, charge it, and then you're going to take it out and you're actually going to put it in your garage, or you're going to bury it in the ground or somewhere near the street where you want the car to be parked. And then you'll go there into that area and charge that area to bring that thing to you right there. So, and the car is an example. So there's many places you could put this petition at and then charge it again in that area once you've taken it out the womb. And when you take it out the womb, it's a symbolism of birthing it, and now it's ready to come into fruition, come to you right now. So that's my little tip and trick on how I like to work with the hexagram and how that works sex magic for me.
All right. I love it. I love it. All right. So I just wanted to just give some tips. But before I do that, I wanted to say that the mind is the most sensitive organ in the body. So therefore, it's just the most sensitive erogenous zone. So when doing sex magic, when you stimulate and you tantalize and you tease, you want to do that with the mind as well. And you want to just have fun with that. So I wanted to just kind of throw that small piece out there. Stimulate your mind. Oh, yeah. That is funny. All right. So, yeah, you want to stimulate your mind, okay? Not with weed, I was just saying. No. But first you want to have that. Oh, we got 90 seconds, y'all. So you want to call in. What's the number again? Oh, shit.
What's
the number, dear? 347-989-8851. Whatever your desire, you want to focus on your desire. So whatever your intention is, you want to focus on that desire and that intention together. Focusing on that intention together will make for a very powerful and best, most effective sex magic experience, because it is both of you doing this through the masculine and feminine energy. So you want to do that. Or feminine, feminine, masculine, masculine, depending on. People have used this method to purchase homes. So they've used sex magic to purchase homes, to create a paradigm shift in their life and their finances. So you want to be able to just focus on your desires and make sure that both of you are just connected with the intention that you want, that both of you have the same goal set. You want to be clear on the visual and the desire. This includes using all the five senses, in your body, you using all of your five senses, I'm sorry. How does it feel, the taste, what does it look like? So whatever it is that you are desiring, you want to be able to sense it as if it is already there. That is very important. Sometimes people don't take the initiative to or don't think of that. They're thinking of I wish I had or I would like to have. But if you're focusing on it and feeling it as if it is there, you're actually bringing in the energy to pull that closer to you quicker. So I wanted to throw that out there as well. The visualization is important and connecting with it as if it is already there. Pull in that intention together. You want to start making love, but you don't have to make love and have sex in the physical in order for this all to work. You can implement oming, which oming is the massaging of the vaginal walls, massaging of the lingam, the penis, so massaging and connecting that way, but doing so that there is not an actual vaginal or penile orgasmic experience. So you don't want to come. You want to hold. Queen Goddess Taima had mentioned the holding back. That is very important. So for me, that's called the start-stop method. You want to, if you're feeling like you're getting ready to come, you kind of want to squeeze and you want to just hold it, and relax and allow for the energy to start moving back in place and moving throughout your body. You want to move your sexual energy to the seven major centers of your body, those chakras. You want to take your energy and transmute it into a different form of energy as you start to move all of that through visualization. So you're visualizing and feeling that energy moving throughout your body. When you do the start-stop method and you're doing the squeezing, what you're doing is you're pulling. When you squeeze, you're pulling the energy up, and you want to be able to connect. Squeeze, you can use your, ladies, you can use your womb to squeeze. When you're squeezing, pulling, and use your womb, like when you're doing your crunching, like you're kind of crunching your, I'm trying to give you the method, but when you're kind of squeezing your and pulling in as you breathe your stomach, you're pulling up the energy. So you want to visualize and feel that energy pulling up to your crown chakra, the top of your head, and then moving back down. That is the energy, how you want it to travel. So you want to feel that energy and receiving that energy in that way. Same for the fellas. You want to focus on your breathing. So when you are breathing, you want to connect and be face-to-face with the person. So when you're face-to-face with the person, you first start your breathing with your partner inhaling and you exhaling, and vice versa. And what's happening is you are taking in life. You're taking in their breath through this connection. This is the source that you're doing. So this is one way to do your breathing, and you're doing it slowly and deeply, and you're focusing on your breathing that way. So deep breathing patterns is really good. Send that energy into the cervix so that you're doing womb breathing, ladies, when you're doing this also. So when you're doing the deep breathing and you're doing the squeezing of your vaginal walls and then you're pulling up that energy, this is womb breathing that you're actually doing. We say yoni breathing too, but this is how you're doing this with your deep breathing. So you want to do that. And you want to visualize. You just want to focus and visualize while you're doing this. Also, I wanted to say, when you're doing this and you get ready to feel that orgasmic experience happen, towards the end, you can have your feel good, okay? When you do that, when you do have this, but you want to do the start-stop method like Taima was explaining earlier, you want to do that, but when you reach that point at the end where you are visualizing and you are getting ready to actually have the orgasmic experience, you want to push and you want to feel yourself pushing that orgasmic experience, that ripple effect that I call it, out into the universe. This is where you're pushing out your intention. So both of you want to be at that point where now I am ready to push out the energy and push it out into the universe. So you want to work on doing that as well. And that is when you have created your sex magic. Yeah, so have fun with it. And what did I wanted to touch on? All righty then. I'm like, okay, what else? What else?
You're trying to get it
in
there. Okay.
I'm trying to get it in there. I wanted to also, because one of the steps that I actually looked over is I mentioned earlier the soul gazing, and I think that's why I looked over this. But the soul gazing is important because you're at your highest peak, and when you're at your highest peak and you're visualizing and you're looking at each other in each other's eyes, you just amplify that energy. So that energy is amplified. So, yeah. Yeah. That is a part of the sex magic tip that I want to give you. And when you're doing this real quick, I want to also give you something else that you can do so you can put this in with it. And I'm not going to be too detailed. I'm going to tell you can go into the group to get more information on it. But I talked about doing a sigil. And you can create a sigil and you can visualize the sigil. You can visualize the sigil through the sexual experience. So as you're having sex, you want to visualize whatever sigil you have created. You can anoint, and Queen Goddess Taina had talked about that, about the power of your sexual fluids. It is so powerful because it has the intention already in it that you can anoint your stone, and you can put your intentions on your stones or your working altar or tools that you have, because that's how powerful your stones are. You know, sometimes we're waiting for that full moon to put our stones out into the full moon or under the brain. So you want to be able to utilize that and take advantage of that. But when you have your sigil, you can use your sexual fluid to anoint your sigil and to bless it, pray over it together. And then when you're having sex, visualize that sigil in between you, that it is within you and your energy as you are having this sex magic and experience, this beautiful experience. So, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay. So, speaking of sexual fluids, and you guys know that I have not, like, I cannot wait. I've been waiting for a reason just to touch the topic. I've been hinting to it. So, let's talk about, or can we go ahead and get into sexual fluids, menstrual blood, and the importance of having DNA when you are going into sexual magic, especially if you're using it, you know, if you are just the one person using it and you don't have a partner that is participating in the act with you?
Yes. Did you have something you wanted to add to it? Yes.
Well, Okay, so speaking of...
Wait, I want to make sure I understand. You said using sexual fluids when you don't have a partner?
Wait, no. Okay, I said... I said, can we talk about sexual fluids? Okay, hear me out. Menstrual blood and the importance of having DNA, some form of the target's DNA when you are practicing, performing sex magic by yourself for someone else, or you know, with the object or target of someone else, and you're not actually able to use that person in the act of, in the sexual act.
But
so,
you want to use their DNA.
Okay, wait a minute.
Say you're trying to get you a specific lover.
Okay, now I'm saying.
But you need their DNA. Absolutely. Sex magic.
Okay, but you're able to have, are you able to have sexual, like some type of sexual experience with that person, and you just, you're doing this ritual by yourself to really attract that person more closer to you or something? Is that what you're talking about?
Okay, that's right.
We can
talk about hypothetically, you have a specific a guy in mind that you want to get, okay? You haven't had sex with him, but you are in his life enough to get a little sample of his hair from his brush, or maybe, you know, some of his dirty clothes or his toenail clippings maybe, or, you know, if you have had sex, maybe use condom. But the importance of having DNA when you are performing sex magic, in my opinion, it is very important that you are have some form of their DNA in order to perform that. If you do not have them to perform that sexual act with you to manifest this desire.
Now I'm confused. Is the desire to get the person, or is the desire to manifest something else?
It's the desire to get the get this particular person, because that is magic as well.
Okay. If the desire is for me, the desire is to get the person, then when you're first starting out, you don't need their actual sexual fluids. What you need to do is put your fluids in their environment. So, again, if you have access to their environment, like it's a friend or something, you have to go over their house. What you want to do is before you go over their house, you want to have masturbated, I would say at least 2 or 3 weeks, a couple of times that week, and then create an oil out of this. Or depending on their furniture, depending on their home, at least some type of mist that doesn't stain. So what you want to do is you want to wear this, you want to spray this mist on you, first of all, a little bit, I always say dab a little bit behind the ears, a little bit on the wrist.
Behind the ears,
and when you
really
look,
important.
Make
That's a
sure
good place.
Hug this person, male or female, you want to make sure you put your arms around the neck, friendly, like, you ain't got to be all extra. Friendly, like, around the neck, so that way as your arms go around the neck, they smell in your wrist, they smell it behind your ears. Now, when you're over their house, when they step out their room, do a quick spray. You don't want to spray a lot where they smell it in the air, but do a quick spray on their furniture, do a quick spray. One of the main things, if you want to get a man, do a quick spray on that goddamn remote or on that PlayStation game or whatever controller of whatever game that they do. Do a quick spray on that so that their hands is touching it. Gonna get into it. If you get into their bedroom, you want to do a light spray on their pillow. Not enough for them to smell it, just for the energy. You don't want it wet. You don't want it soaking. You don't want to leave a stain. Just spray their pillow so that they can smell it. And this way, this keeps you on your mind over and over again. And this will help you lead to actually having sex with that person, where you can get that DNA and then strengthen it.
Absolutely.
So if you go get that person, there's ways to go around it before you actually get their DNA. And then once you're in a place where you can get their DNA, then go ahead and grab their hair, grab their toenail clippings, grab their fingernails, grab their eyebrow hair. If they drink it from a cup, take a little piece of tissue, wipe that saliva up. There's many ways, you know what I mean, there's many ways to get you in there, I should say, to get their energy so that you could do other stuff.
Yes. Okay, so that definitely stresses still exactly the point that I was making, that a DNA contact needs to be made in order for you to get the best results from sex magic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be
and people have done a ritual and have anointed, have used their sexual fluids to anoint each other on the third eye. So they'll just.
I do want to make a disclaimer. If you know that you are not, I'll just put it like this. If you know that you are not healthy, then, or you are not free of certain STDs or anything transmittable, instead of using anything liquid, go ahead and use your hair or an eyelash or a nail or something like that and place that in their environment. You don't have to use actual sexual fluids if you are not sexual healthy. I don't want to place anybody in any physical danger. That's not whereabouts.
Right.
That's the way it's to go about it. So what you want to do is you still want your energy in there. If it's an old shirt that just has like your sweat on it, you can hide it under the cushion. You know, you don't have women play games anyway, because women do this for a long time. We'll take the earring and put it in a couch. You know what I mean? We'll take underwear and stick it under the bed. So it works okay.
In the car, under the
physically healthy, right? If you're not physically healthy, where you can use your actual liquids, whether it be teardrops, saliva, vaginal fluid, semen, whatever, if you cannot use that, you can go ahead and do your fingernail clippings, your toenail clippings. Just make sure they're clean and sanitized, because it's still, literally, it is your DNA growing outside your body. Clean it, sanitize it, and still place it in their environment. So you still want to use that person to be healthy. But you can use something like that.
Okay, so
go ahead.
I'm sorry,
Jay. Oh, I'm sorry. No. I was going to say something about the sacred blood, but go ahead.
Okay, so you were going to talk about the sacred blood, too. Okay, that's what I was going to say. Can we talk about the menstrual blood and ways to use the menstrual blood, or not even ways that we may use it if we don't, but like a history behind using the menstrual blood in your sacred conjure or sex magic?
Okay, so there is a ritual that you can.
But she knows a lot of stuff, so
I know, Dia. Come on, stop playing.
I was trying to figure out who we was asking. I'm like, which one are we asking here?
We on the menstrual blood.
So I'll tell the ritual. You can go ahead and give your. I can tell a basic ritual that you can do, but you can go ahead.
I see how I feel about menstrual blood. I mean, there is so much to manifesting with menstrual blood. Menstrual blood is, you know, the creator. It creates life.
Yeah.
You know,
I love it.
Go ahead, Taima. Speak your piece.
There is nothing but creation about menstrual blood.
Go ahead, Taima. Bring it up. Talk about it.
Like the menstrual blood that we during our cycles, like we emit the most purest proteins in our menstrual blood. Our menstrual blood is the purest blood that you can actually get, despite what society has taught us to believe that it's a dirty time. It really isn't. It is the most cleansing and purifying time, and that blood is the most pure blood, and it is creation. So, like, there is so much that goes with menstrual blood, and I know that Dia is going to unlock the secret, so let us know, Dia.
Can I just say this real quick? Queen Goddess Taima is like a plant fanatic. She has all kinds of vegetables and different plants and all kinds of stuff like that. And I will tell you, when it comes to your sacred cycle, if you are doing something where you are giving an offering to, like an ancestral offering, you're collecting your sacred cycle for a ritual that you're doing, and you decide that you're going to pour it, like, somewhere by, like, I do a tree. So if you do it, like you're pouring it out on a tree, or you do it within your plant, look at how your plant
responds because of the enzymes and the iron that thin your sacred cycle. It is so powerful
a small of your menstrual cycle into your plant bed, and it will grow tremendously.
It has a different way of responding to your sacred cycle and how it just blossoms, and it like you'll see, like if there's any like a little slight wiltedness to it, and you put that in there, and you have prayed over it, and you've charged your sacred cycle is already charged anyway. But I'm saying you are also whatever you're doing as far as your intention into it in addition, and you put that out in that plant, watch how that plant just sits up straight, like it's just in a stance, like a military stance. Like it's just, it does something to your plant. So
let me get a see on you. Okay. Because I have like my own sacred plant bed of herbs that I use in my spiritual work. So
right.
I use menstrual cycle in that. And I've come to find out with testing my soil that my menstrual cycle, the proteins in my minerals within my menstrual cycle alkalizes the soil.
Yes.
So that
it does.
Plants become more, they flourish a lot more. It alkalizes the entire soil and gives my plants more oxygen.
A lot of
Wait a minute. Let's bring this back really quickly. Before we have people just dropping their blood everywhere, we have to understand that Taima is a vegetarian. So, and with her being a vegetarian, she's very picky. So she puts the best of the best in her body. Now, when we're talking about menstrual cycles, your menstrual cycle is taking the best of what you give your body to create the thin line in the blood, which turns into a placenta, which is going to help nourish your baby. So, yes, your menstrual cycle is the best of what you give it. If you're feeding your body crap, then it's the best of the crap that you give your body. So when we talk about using the menstrual cycle as far as gardening and things like that, if you really want to get the best out of your garden, you need to be on the best diet or the best, not diet, you need to be on the best food and health plan for you, for your lifestyle.
So let's talk about that period.
And even when you're in a
this goes back simply to spirituality, period. And we ain't got the time to go into what I want to talk about, but, you know, that goes into your spirituality too. Whenever you are putting the best into your body, you are the best spiritually. You are connected, easily connected to source when your body is at an alkalized state. So that in the whole totality of who you are and your being, putting the best into your body will be an overall.
I'm going to tell you, I don't believe in being in a total alkaline state. That's just me. I personally don't believe in it. But I do believe that if you're going to eat something like beef, try to eat something grass-fed, or try to eat something that, you know, is at least locally sourced. Like, don't go to McDonald's. And, you know, one of my issues I have is I actually do kind of like Burger King. But don't go to Burger King. You know what I mean? Like, don't go to those places. Don't go to Taco Bell. I'm pretty sure you can find
when you're doing your ritual.
That's just friendly.
Exactly.
Now, if you're doing rituals, here's my thing. Wait a minute. When you're doing rituals with blood magic, when you first start out, you start to see the results. It's going to make you want to find out more ways to make your blood more powerful. So with that being said, the first thing you're going to do is look at your diet. So, you know, and then when you're going to look at your diet, you're going to realize certain things do different things to the blood. Like certain things make it sweeter. Certain things make it a little more sour. Certain things makes it run thinner and quicker. Certain things make it thicker. So once you realize that, and the reason I'm not going all the way into it because I believe this blood magic is going to be a whole nother show, so I don't want to get too much now. once you start going into that, then you realize, you know, how to really get the best out of your blood magic. And also there's a time frame. Just like with anything, there's a time frame when you meditate, there's a time frame when you have to go into fasting, which is one of the reasons for fasting, is to clean out your system so that when you use things like your saliva and your DNA and things like that, you have the best of the best to use. And you was purposely putting it in your body for this particular thing. But I don't want to go too deep into that, only because that could be a whole other show. And y'all trying it. It's almost 11 o'clock. I just want to let y'all know.
I just wanted to add that, when you are doing, when you know and you say next month on the full moon, because it is whatever the full moon is, and you say, I want to utilize that astrological energy and I want to utilize my sacred cycle or my sex fluid, you really do want to consider your diet and change it. So if you somebody like me and Queen Goddess Dia that love meat and be like, you know, I love to eat healthy as much as I can, but I love my meat too, then that is going to be a time where you're going to want to consider changing just for that ritual. And you don't want to have a full. Another thing is you don't want to when you're doing these kind of rituals. I want to quickly say whether it be a sex ritual that you're doing, it's a self pleasure ritual that you're doing for yourself, utilizing your sacred cycle and doing a ritual utilizing your sacred cycle. You do not want to have a full stomach, okay? So do not eat unhealthy and eat all of these different foods when you're getting ready to do your sacred cycle, something as sacred as this that we're talking about this evening. So,
Before we close up real fast, really, really fast, one thing that no one talks about that is like the best thing to use if you're trying to manifest something, if you're trying to bring something into fruition, it's not actually the blood. It's about 2 weeks before when that egg releases. When the egg comes out and releases and you see this coming out, save that. Use that along with the blood. Use the egg for the actual manifestation. Use the blood to nurture it as well while you're manifesting. And, again, we'll get on to that another show. Use that in combination. I guarantee it will take your manifestation. It will take your work to another level.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Use that.
Okay. I'm sorry, y'all about to get me preaching up in the preacher mode.
I was about to say, yes, preach.
Yeah. I'm like, go ahead. I'm sitting back. That's all right. We're about to go into some more overtime. Y'all just stick around for those of y'all in the switchboard now.
I banished that in the name of the goddess. No, we don't.
I banished that. Like, we talking about the eggs, too. This all coincides now, damn it. I love it. So we've touched base on a lot for you all, and I just want to again say through this month we have between the three of us we have sent out detail after detail every week of different spells that you can do using sex magic. If you are not in our group, Sacred Moonlight on Facebook, it is really advisable that you bring your ass on over there, okay? Because it is a lot of information. It's a lot of information that we try to give you when it comes to any kind of ritual that we are talking about for that month. And so we are getting ready to get into chakras and your chakra points and opening up. And that is going to be a whole wealth of information. So
You need to be in the group. If you are not in the group, we are not as detailed. We are detailed on our shows, but we are not as detailed. I mean, you get so much out of the group, and you can interact, and you can talk about your experience. So please join us at Sacred Moonlight on Facebook. Just search for it, and you will find us there. It's facebook.com/groups/ Sacred Moonlight. Did I say that right, Taima?
Yes, you did. Yes.
Okay. All right, so before we get out of here, Queen Goddess Taima, you want to tell everybody where they can find you at?
Let Dia go first, because she just run over the
people. She be going fast.
Oh, my God.
Let her go.
It's 11 o'clock at night, so y'all know I'm about to do super-duper fast. Okay? Y'all be taking 45. Okay, wait a minute. So, for those who want to follow me or want to get to know what I do, go to OrioOasis.com, OrisoaSis.com. I am your sacred conjure woman. I am your oracle reader. I am your spiritual counselor, your spiritual guide. I am whatever the hell you want me to be. Basically, go to OrioOasis.com, OrisoaSis.com. You can find me on all social media from there. Thank you.
All right. Queen Goddess, Taima.
Okay. So,
don't be lazy.
I am Taima with Taima.com. All of the crystals that we have talked about tonight, sex magic crystals, you can find on my website at TaimaGems.com. That's Taima Gems with a Z at the end. You can find me on all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff at Taima Gems. And I think that's it. Your intuitive crystal purveyor.
I'm the crystal conjurer.
Certified crystal healer. The crystal goddess. Check me out, guys.
Okay. All right. Okay. You can find me at sacredwombhealing.com. You can find me on Facebook at Sacred Womb Healing, facebook.com/womb healing. And you can find me, you can also just friend me, Jade Torres Bryant, or go to facebook.com/sacredwombhealing. Erotic expression. Yes, I'm also on Facebook on Erotic Expression, but yeah, you could check me out, and check me out also on Instagram, Womb Goddess 69 on Twitter and Instagram, and that's it. We are getting out of here. I want to thank you once again for hanging out with us, and don't forget, check us out on Facebook, Sacred Moonlight. We're there. All right. So we're out of here.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bless up.